Have you ever wondered why some people draw energy from crowds while others recharge in solitude? In 1921, Carl Jung revolutionized our understanding of human psychology with his groundbreaking work on psychological types. Before Jung, personality was often viewed through a pathological lens. You were either normal or abnormal. Jung's genius was recognizing that different psychological orientations represent equally valid ways of experiencing reality, not deficiencies or disorders. His insights gave us the language we now use daily, introvert, extrovert, thinking, feeling, and created a framework for understanding human differences that transcends culture and time. At the core of Jung's theory lies a fundamental split in how psychic energy flows. For extroverts, this energy moves outward toward people and objects in the external world. They're energized by social interaction and oriented toward objective reality. For introverts, energy flows inward toward concepts, ideas, and subjective experience. They find stimulation in their rich inner landscape and often need solitude to recharge. This isn't simply about being social versus shy. It's about where you naturally direct your attention and draw your energy. As Jung observed, these orientations manifest across history in everything from philosophical debates to religious schisms to artistic movements. Beyond the attitudes of extroversion and introversion, Jung identified four fundamental psychological functions that represent different ways consciousness orients itself. Think of these as your psychological compass points, each offering a distinct way of navigating reality. Two rational functions help us make judgments, thinking and feeling. Thinking establishes what something is through logical connections. It analyzes, categorizes, and seeks objective truth. When you troubleshoot a problem by breaking it into components or evaluate an argument based on its logical consistency, you're using your thinking function. Feeling, by contrast, determines the value of something through subjective appreciation. It evaluates worth based on personal values. When you know immediately whether something aligns with your values or sense what matters most in a complex situation, you're engaging your feeling function. Two irrational functions help us perceive reality: sensation and intuition. Sensation perceives what exists through the senses. It focuses on concrete details and tangible facts. When you notice subtle changes in your environment or recall specific details from an experience, you're using sensation. Intuition perceives possibilities and patterns through unconscious processes. It focuses on meanings and future potentials. When you grasp the underlying pattern in seemingly unrelated events or envision future possibilities, you're employing intuition. What makes Jung's theory so powerful is his recognition that these psychological functions exist in everyone, but not equally. We naturally develop one function as dominant, with a second serving as auxiliary. The remaining functions stay relatively undeveloped in our conscious awareness, operating in what Jung calls our shadow, the unconscious realm of our psyche. This creates a fascinating dynamic. The more we identify with our dominant function and attitude, the more the opposite pole develops unconsciously as compensation. The thinking type, who prides themselves on cool rationality, may suddenly experience overwhelming emotional outbursts when stressed. The sensation type, focused on concrete reality, might develop superstitious fears about unseen forces. The extrovert, who constantly engages with the external world, might develop a primitive, egocentric inner life that erupts in dreams or emotional disturbances. Jung described how an extroverted businessman who single-mindedly pursued commercial success eventually suffered a breakdown when repressed childhood interests in collecting insects and plants suddenly overwhelmed him. The unconscious had stored these rejected aspects of his personality, which returned with destructive force when his conscious attitude became too one-sided. Jung's genius was demonstrating how these psychological patterns manifest across human endeavors. In science, he observed how classic researchers, introverts, produce meticulously perfected works but often have little immediate influence. While romantic scientists, extroverts, create varied works in rapid succession with powerful impact on contemporaries. The extrovert builds valuable relationships that enrich their work in breadth, while the introvert's limited connections allow greater depth through careful theoretical development. In art and literature, these patterns emerge as different creative approaches. Jung analyzed how Schiller's distinction between naive and sentimental poets reflected fundamental psychological attitudes. The naive poet is nature, following sensation directly, representing an immediate relationship with experience characteristic of extroversion. The sentimental poet seeks nature, reflecting upon it rather than simply embodying it, demonstrating the introverted tendency toward contemplation and psychological distance. These patterns help explain why certain scientific theories gain immediate recognition, while others are initially overlooked, or why different artistic movements resonate with different audiences. They're not just academic categories, but living psychological realities that shape human culture and achievement. Jung's ultimate insight wasn't about categorizing people, but about integration. He recognized that psychological health doesn't mean eliminating differences between functions or attitudes, but developing what he called the transcendent function, a higher standpoint that accommodates contradictions and harnesses their creative potential. This integration happens through the tension of opposites. When conscious and unconscious attitudes become polarized, creating psychological conflict, a third position can emerge that transcends both. This doesn't mean becoming a perfect balance of extroversion and introversion, or equally developing all four functions. Rather, it means gaining conscious access to complementary perspectives while maintaining your fundamental orientation. The integrated personality can move between different psychological functions and attitudes as appropriate to the situation, rather than being rigidly confined to a single mode of consciousness. This flexibility allows for a more complete engagement with both inner and outer reality, leading to greater psychological maturity and effectiveness in life. Jung's typology offers something profoundly valuable in our polarized world, a framework for understanding human differences that doesn't rank or pathologize. Different psychological types aren't better or worse, they're simply different adaptations with their own strengths and limitations. This perspective invites us to approach human differences with curiosity rather than judgment. When someone sees the world differently, it may not be because they're wrong or irrational, but because they're perceiving and evaluating reality through a different psychological lens. The thinking type, who values logical consistency, and the feeling type, who prioritizes human values, aren't opponents. They're offering complementary perspectives that, together, provide a more complete picture of reality. Understanding psychological types doesn't confine us to rigid categories, but opens possibilities for greater self-awareness and development. By recognizing our typical patterns and blind spots, we can consciously develop our less differentiated functions and gain access to the full range of human psychological capacities. This represents Jung's ultimate goal, not classification, but integration, not limitation, but expansion of consciousness to embrace the rich diversity of human experience. What would our world look like if we approached differences with this understanding? Perhaps we might recognize that our psychological diversity serves a purpose, providing human communities with complementary strengths that help us collectively navigate life's complexities. In embracing the full spectrum of human consciousness, we don't just understand others better, we discover the untapped potential within ourselves.